It's that time again. Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 112. That's right, everybody. You've been listening to these guys for 112 episodes. You must think that they're versatile and reliable, like the Model 112 Freightliner. But I'll tell you the big difference between these guys and that 112 Freightliner. The Freightliner is known for lightweight. These guys are definitely not lightweight. They're heavyweight on their comments and offenses. This will be released today. We are airing it today, and
we are live.
We are live on Facebook today. So thank you for joining us.
YouTube.
We're live on YouTube. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Go ahead and send us your thoughts. Show@3ftpodcast.org. Show@3ftpodcast.org. Like us and share us on all the socials. We are commonly found on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Go ahead and take us away, Bill. Here's the Three Fat Truckers.
Hey, everybody. It's Bill. It's good to be here. Like Malia said, we're streaming on YouTube. It's going to take a little getting used to, I think. We tried to post it on Facebook. I don't think it's all that straightforward getting everything switched over. So if there's confusion, please let us know, and then we'll try to pay some attention to it and try to get the rough edges worked out. I think the way I'm handling this is correct, but I am no social media expert. I am creating events on Facebook that link to the YouTube videos so that everybody on Facebook, or at least as many people as we can get to, are getting notified to come on over and watch us on YouTube, because that is a much easier platform to stream to, and the videos will stay up there indefinitely, unlike Facebook that deletes them after 30 days. So anyway, how about you?
How do we chat on this thing? Because I see people typing away and I got no chat box.
Well, you got to be signed in.
Well, I'm on it.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Who else Dave? We got on here?
Dave, you want to say hi?
Hey, it's your buddy Dave. Good morning.
Coming in
good
hot.
Good morning. Hot. Boys and girls, keep the bugs off your windshields, the bears off your ass, and let's get this show rolling.
Yeah.
I am kind of loud, ain't I?
Wow. Yeah, and this is Steve. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next week. Oh, wait. Enjoy the show. We had quite a fun day yesterday.
Oh, God.
Wore out the sun, the heat. Boy, I tell you what, it takes a lot out of a fat guy. Even though the skinny girl was able to drive all the way home without taking a nap like me and old Dave, but it took a lot out of the big guys.
You guys ate more biscuit than me.
And, Bill, we stopped at Tudor's Biscuit World and ate dinner on the way out, and them biscuits is the size of your head.
But are they any good?
I got Dave a bologna biscuit sandwich. Have you tackled that yet, Dave?
No, Malia's got it in her cooler, and it ain't made it to my house yet.
That thing weighs like 5 pounds, Bill. One sandwich.
So you didn't go, Dave?
Oh, no, we did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I bought breakfast on the way there. They wasn't with me.
Oh, okay.
And then they didn't eat it. So, yeah. So... Well, there's Richie. There's Carrie. Hey,
Dave
boys,
promised me breakfast in the morning, and not we didn't even.
Well, there it is, heated up in the microwave.
Yeah. I even talked to you this morning too, and didn't get it. You said I'll run around. I'll just drop it off.
I'm dropping it off after the show.
After the show, I'll be in bed.
I got no idea how to be able to type in on comments on here. I'm messing with everything.
You got to click below it. You need to talk more on YouTube. Get on there 2 or 3 in the morning like me. Talk to Steve Summers. You'll figure it out there, driver.
Oh, well, I ain't worried about it.
So what was your favorite part of the show yesterday, guys? Do you want to tell everybody where we were?
The favorite part of the show? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, since Carrie's on here, Carrie is the president of the American Trucking Historical Society of West Virginia there. He's the one that put on the show we went to yesterday down there at Mount Nebo, West Virginia, at the USA Travel Plaza. Yep. And I'm going to tell you right now, Carrie, our audio was terrible, so you're not getting on the show.
we'll get
some snippets out of it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't the audio. It was them doing the 50-50 drawing over the loudspeakers that took over everything. It was just so noisy. And then all the semis starting up. It was just like, we should have did it before noon. Bless you. Before noon, and then we wouldn't have no problem. So, but we waited till afterward, and everything's going. Everybody's having fun, and oh well, it is what it is. So
many highlights of it, though. There's so many nice trucks.
Oh yeah,
great people. All the kids. Lots of kids stopped by, talked to us this year.
Well, because you're always
the two girls were real chatty.
You're giving out the goodies all the time. That's what it is.
Yeah, we had two 13, 14-year-olds stand in the booth, put Steve to sleep. He's not used to being around young teenagers.
Oh, gosh. And Dave learned new handshakes, Bill. Bill, wait till Dave sees you. And
Dave learned new handshakes.
He's got a couple handshakes for you now.
He's got. You go home up,
he is hip.
Turkey butt.
The thing is, hold on, Dave. It must start at the 14-year-old crowd because the 12-year-old girl, that her name was McKinley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
which
good.
Runs the Rusty Lemon Brews that we got these
Bill,
fabulous.
You missed out, buddy.
Fabulous drinks from Bill. All different
these
flavors,
buckets.
Lemonades with Red Bull and tea and cotton candy and whipped cream, you name it. This young lady,
I got
12
shark
years
gummies
old,
and nerds and mine.
Yeah, and started her own.
They're in little buckets.
Yeah,
buckets.
Started her little business
now, this
at 12
is Snapple
years old
right now. But
those buckets are $14.
Oh, my.
And she's making that kit. She was selling the crap out of them.
There must have been, what, 7, 8 food vendors there?
Everybody was walking by with those buckets, though. Dave was yelling out. Finally, a girl named Candy of all ladies stops.
And she's part of the radio station in the area.
Yeah.
She went over and grabbed us one of these buckets and... Dave did care for it.
This young 12-year-old girl is a real entrepreneur. Her mom and dad was helping her out. And I'll tell you what, really proud of a young kid out there.
I loved it.
The way she was.
Awesome.
I know it's great. It's great to see a kid mm-hmm. be doing that.
I thought she
show
was
them your sample pack there, Malia, because I don't have much of mine left. The fudge lady was there, Bill. And I have some carrot cake fudge.
Good,
it tastes just like carrot cake, Bill.
Gibson's Goodies, LLC. Yeah. It's
she made, I don't remember how many varieties. She said it was a bunch. And she only brought like 25 varieties with her.
You know what I thought was amazing about both the lemonade and this fudge is it tastes exactly like what it says. So this is a carrot cake one. And it tastes like
carrot
like carrot cake. And it's soft. It's not like that hard fudge that you can't eat. It's soft.
So if she saves you any, Bill, she might let you try some.
I'll be looking forward to it, but yeah.
I don't see it happening.
If it had to go the other way around, I wouldn't be I couldn't tell you. Probably wouldn't work out too good for you.
The bagel guy was good, too. He made a nectar.
So there was food there. There was some vendors.
Oh, tons of good food. Tons of good food.
7 vendors. I don't
right behind us, too, within walking distance.
Yeah, they were.
Still took the golf cart.
My favorite was the girl, though, because she came and tracked us down and gave it. Like, we got these. She gave them to
she's
us.
She's promoting it. Heck yeah. We're promoters. See? We're,
that's how crack
turn her on.
Work.
It's called the Rusty Lemon and Brew. She's got her own Facebook page and everything on there. It's pretty neat.
First hit's free.
That's how you get you hooked.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
That's awesome. Well, but I'm looking forward to seeing her again. We've seen Bull's not being used, his tire cleaner.
Yep.
Talked to Pony Express right here. He went ahead and gave us these little trucks.
Yeah, look at that.
Squishy trucks. Yeah.
His you see niece those was everywhere. There.
His niece was there, so we gave her some stuff. She was sitting up in the truck. And, so he was pretty cool. He was using the Bull Snot tire stuff. Got a picture of him. Tagged Bull Snot in it.
That was our neighbor back
then. Yeah. Did you see the promos there? Bull Snot actually got his stuff in. What store was it now? I seen it on there.
Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply. That's
That's he's why I'm tagging him when I see his stuff out.
Now.
Yeah,
and that's, I mean, that's
I missed him and Redneck both because they both do so much fun stuff at the shows. Like they get on tricycles, they have
that's
little trucks.
That's
going to
push him
around.
Right on over the edge there, up into the bunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was really really happy to see them there too. Or
Stuff's pretty widely available though. I think I've bought it.
You get it on Amazon.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, I think I've seen it at the Loves, haven't I? Or the Pilot
or Petro. I think the Petro does.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
All I know is you gotta sure jerk that bull's nose a lot to get snot out of there.
Yeah. You gotta be
you know where I was going on that one, did you?
I was gonna jerk. What are we jerking on again? God, I'm getting sick of jerking on. Anyway, moving right along.
What are you jerking on?
Let's just keep on trucking.
He's jerking on his truck.
Yeah, there you go.
Fixing it.
That's it. That's
you jerking on those truck hoses?
That's the one. Airlines.
God. Well, go ahead and tell them, Bill.
What?
I've got so much to tell. What are we narrowed in on?
Why we everybody asked where you were. I said, well, we had a man down, and we left him. We're not God,
familiar. No, we left him on the side of the road.
About halfway down, I said, could there be some goes, there's two fat guys and a girl. Where's the third one? I mean,
I tried to convince them they spelled the word fat wrong. It was supposed to be P-H-A-T. And we got the sign. It said F-A-T.
Yeah, because we are thug life.
So we just kind of went with it.
No, I got halfway down there. I'm at a point in my life where I think I need a new truck, but I'm doing everything in my power to avoid pulling that trigger because I'm having catalytic converter issues. And I kind of promised myself if it started acting up on the way down there, I was going to turn around and come back. Well, it started acting up in true form. Around about the time I got almost to Xenia, Ohio, which is, I don't know, not really halfway, but it's
pretty close.
Pretty close to it, yeah.
And you know what else? There's a biscuit world in Xenia, Ohio.
Oh.
You know, there's one over here from me 45 minutes away.
That's the closest one to us.
Well,
you guys, I'll be honest. I wouldn't travel for Biscuit World. Like, if you guys made me go with you again, I would go, but I wouldn't.
It was a typical.
So you can get just as good of biscuits at Hardee's is what you're saying.
The only thing different is they're bigger. These are the size of hamburger buns.
Ah, wow.
6-inch.
That doesn't do much for me. I just get two. I get two anyway.
I thought the center was better. Like, when she got to the center, the outside was kind of like dry, I thought. But
oh, I like that crunchy outside.
I like crunchy. I don't like dry. You can get crunchy without dry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't dry. Just spit on it. The bottom of it was a little harder to get chewed through than the rest.
It's probably because the first biscuit I had was supposed to be yours, Dave. They probably gave you a stale one.
Oh, I know.
I ended up eating it.
Here, give this to that fat bastard.
By the way, there's a three. Just so you guys know, we got a text this week. I don't know if I sent it to Bill. I think Steve's seen it. But somebody sent me a text on TikTok and said, hey, I seen your guys' sticker on a fuel pump over there.
Yeah. Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well. Biscuit
wait till
World,
they get to that Biscuit World. There's one on the front of the register.
Cage register right when you go check in and out.
I bet they take it
and he's
down.
Looking at the girl telling her, shh, you don't see anything.
Was that one of your stickers or one of mine?
The little ones.
The little ones.
Well, I mean, was it one that you did or one that I did?
It's the ones I've been putting on the fuel pumps, yeah.
Right, but I've been doing a few of those, too. I didn't know. Yeah. If you'd been, that must have been a while.
Well, you got to put a D or a B on it. That way, when you get a picture back, you're like, oh, it's got a B on it. I left it. Nope, it's got a D.
No, I tell them I didn't know how it got there. What are you talking about? Somebody must have stuck it there.
Dave tries to hide from the cameras and everything when he does it. He thinks they give a shit.
How are you going to hide? Like, you're not like a speck
they're
on
not,
the camera.
You don't have to hide anything. They're not even looking. I don't think anybody's ever looked at those cameras. So.
And so.
No forensic file. They come out there. Hey, we need all the film from last night. Somebody put a sticker on the fuel pump. Who did it? And they're going to be sitting there walking in the office going,
Yeah, and then they're going to call your boss and say, one of your drivers. One of your drivers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Richard wants to know. Yeah,
I can't type on. I don't know what the hell the deal is.
I just sent
Kerry, I got your shirt on. If you can see there, buddy.
He wants to know where
open panel for it, and it won't let me light it up or open the panel.
I don't know. I don't know what the heck you're looking at. Because it's just right next to the video as it plays.
I know, and there's no box to type in or nothing.
Do you see where it says more at the end of where it says Three Fat Truckers episode 112 live?
He's not looking at a phone, Dave. He's looking at his computer.
Well, grab your phone and look at it.
Grab my phone and look at it.
My God, you can type it.
That's
on your
how phone. Dave's doing it. He's using his phone.
I could do it right here on my computer, too.
You want to tell us what he wanted?
He wanted to know who Dave and I drive for.
Oh, okay.
We don't talk a heck of a lot about that because I don't know how much Kim wants us to say.
Him. Oh, I asked him. They said they didn't care.
He didn't care. Okay,
well,
so
he
yeah,
bad mouthing him too much.
Dave and I work for I don't know if it's fair to say a small company. I want to call him medium.
I guess we are. Yeah, we are. What, 120 trucks now?
Yeah.
Wow. What, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
125. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not all semis. It's dump trucks.
No. Yeah. Still though.
Yeah, a combination of a lot of things. Yeah. It's Reilly Trucking, Reilly Trucking in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we do everything from flatbed to roll off to dump trailers to
any specialty equipment.
Yeah, lots of stuff we do, which is kind of cool because it means you. I don't know. Some guys don't mind doing the same thing day after day after day after day. It drives me nuts. I think you're the same way, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah.
Can't. I like to do something different every now and then. Now.
Yeah.
Or again, I go a different way, which is nice.
Right. That being said, all I ever want to do anymore is just drive the dump trailer down to Texas and back.
Yeah, that's same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, but that's, you know, there's enough space there to where you can, there's enough routes that you can take to kind of mix it up now and then. So
that's gone.
Yeah.
I can't chat on it. I ain't watching it.
Yeah, I don't know what you must have.
I don't know. I'm not fighting it.
Yeah. So, well, we've got, let's get this article out of the way, I guess, real quick before we take our break. Yeah. 400K worth of pine saw missing after thieves make off with tractor trailer. And this is from Wimberly Patton.
Pine saw.
Yeah. Brought this because of you. And I wanted to know
Is this CDL Life then?
Yeah,
for sure.
I knew you were going to accuse me of stealing it. It's cleaning product.
Oh.
Some explaining to do, Lucy.
Nah, I don't use pine saw.
It smells so good, though.
But now that it's free.
So the article goes on to say a load of pine saw cleaner worth $400,000. That's a lot of pine saw, kids.
Wow.
$400,000.
It's expensive, dude. I'll tell you right now.
It's still missing.
$89. That's.
Now, this was as of August 14th, 2025. It was still missing after thieves stole a tractor trailer and made off with the cargo. I bet they were disappointed. The tractor trailer was stolen from professional freight services on North Fayetteville Avenue in West Hanover Township, Pennsylvania, on August 3rd at around 1 a.m., according to...
Were you there, Dave, putting stickers on something in Pennsylvania, that area? No. Do you have an alibi? Where were you at that time?
I go to Texas. I don't use pine saw.
Well, according to stickers in Pennsylvania, though, I mean, were you in that area?
Yeah, years ago.
According to 8WGAL, the tractor trailer was loaded with about $400,000 worth of pine saw when it was stolen. On August 8th, the stolen tractor trailer was found abandoned on Interstate 80 in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, with the trail.
Well, it's pretty dirty and joisy, so they need.
What was it doing with the trail? I'm sure something didn't get
leaking out the back.
Okay, so the load on pine saw is still missing as police. I'm sure meant to say the load of pine saw is. Don't you guys have the AI? Come on, do better. The load of pine saw is still missing as police work to investigate the incident. No suspects have been identified and no arrests have been made in regards to the theft. Now, it seems like you could just follow your nose with that one.
I think they got away clean-handed.
Clean-handed, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't
know.
I would be checking the cleaning industry.
I bet you somebody's mopping up behind them, though.
That's true. Somebody's mopping up $400,000. That's exactly why I mean,
come on, there's cleaning jerks all around us. Come on, boys. Let's go.
The jokes are nonstop.
They write themselves.
They do. All right. We're going to take a quick break when we come back.
I've checked the pine trees.
Ah,
because you know it's
give them back.
They'd be like,
When we come back, we got Foodie Corner, which I think is a challenge. This has got Steve written all over it. So no. We'll get to that in just a minute.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
And we're back. Man.
What music was good. God, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. One of these days we're going to have...
sucking on our buckets.
Sucking on buckets and I'm a dancing.
You bucket sucker.
Bunch of bucket heads.
You guys can't dip in this bucket either.
What's in yours?
What's in yours?
Mine has a bunch of snapple in it.
I've dipped in enough buckets in my life.
I call this a pine saw potpourri. A little
bit of you better watch how you say that.
Well, you know, because there's two buckets in my truck. I can give one to Bill.
You paid for one.
Yeah, you can.
And
then
you got one.
Yeah,
there
I paid for one, and then she gave me one.
You can share a bucket with Bill. You need to mix up something candy in it to give him, though.
And Bill, he wasn't forced to tip candy like you would tip candy at the
That would be
pole.
Just the right size bucket
she
for
She said, no, candy's my real name. It's not my dancing name, so you don't
so
tip
no
me that
dollars.
Way. You would have liked candy. She was good. She would get Dave back good.
Dave, that
although
bucket.
He's a sucker for any girl who sits down and says, my daddy drove a truck. Let me tell you a story.
Oh, my.
The minute a girl says that, he's hook, line, and sinker.
Dave, that bucket would be awesome to give Bill.
Says, I'll be your daddy.
In, you know that?
He's like,
what's that?
That would be an awesome bucket to make Bill a big old-fashioned.
Yeah, but the problem is,
there would a lot of bourbon.
They're literally probably 64 ounces.
Three finger. That's all.
Oh yeah, easy.
Yeah, three fingers. My foot. Three fingers.
Finger.
That thing's 14 inches around. Why would you have three fingers?
14 inches around. Oh my goodness, what are we talking about?
Your bucket.
It's like, I feel sorry.
That was the girl everybody saying that.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody knows.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Anyway, we got Foodie Corner here. Another day, another week, another food challenge. The Big Mother Trucker Challenge at Dottie's Family Restaurant in Cuba, Missouri. Participants attempt to finish a massive cheeseburger challenge featuring 1 pound burger patties, 3 1-pound burger patties, 9 slices of cheese, 9 slices of bacon, vegetables, and a pound of fries within 30 minutes. But after more research, sorry to say, we have lost another one here, drivers. They are remodeling this truck stop into an IHOP. So we move on to the next contender.
Question.
What you want,
I got my hand up. Come on, look up on that.
Dave, go ahead.
Where is Cuba?
Cuba, Missouri?
Yeah.
That's down yonder.
You've not been there before?
No.
There's three truck stops right there.
Remember that story I told you about the girl that was cleaning trucks and she had her teeth out?
That's where the main truck wash is.
And she told me, that. Remember that story? That was in Cuba about 30
it's
years
right
ago.
Off of 40. You can't miss it.
It's on 40?
I think it's 40.
44.
44.
You mean we could actually
it's
stand
the main,
there and take
it's
a picture
like,
of something
like mile
Dave
marker
couldn't
two,
tell us where we're at?
I want to say like 204, 200, something like that.
Yeah, all right.
There's a big truck wash there because that's where I always got my truck wash.
Okay. Yes, I know where you're talking now.
But they're turning it into an IHOP, sorry to say.
What are they going to do? Take that's the lady terrible. And cut her leg off now? She's got to walk around a hop?
There ain't many of the mom and pop truck stop restaurants
this
left.
Him. Old guy at Biscuit World was trying to outdo Dave in the bullshit session that we were sitting
great.
There. And his wife goes, oh, God, here we go. Emilia goes, oh, you don't know nothing with this guy. And this is the joke he tells Dave, Bill. Are you ready?
Let's have it.
I'm going to do it justice, but it'll be close. You'll get the gist of it.
All right.
He goes, there's this guy had this bird dog, and he's trying to sell him for $800. And the guy says, why so much? He says, because he can point at a bush and tell you how many birds is in it. The guy's like, no way. He says, come on, I'll show you. And they go down to the park, and there's a bush, and dog looks at the bush, and his tail pops up, and his butt goes down once, and he goes, that bush has got one dove in it. The guy walks over, shakes a bush, and the one dove flies out. He's like, son of a bitch. He says, well, let's see him do it again. He goes over to another bush. His tail pops up, his butt goes down, and he goes up and down a bunch of times. And the guy says, how many doves is in that one? He says, too many can fucking count.
West by God, Virginia.
They were a lot of fun. I mean,
Dave
was giving everybody so much, you know how Dave is. Like, interrupts everybody's conversation at every table. And on all that.
I'm talking luckily, there's only one couple in there, them.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm talking to the cook, like, you know, behind the counter, all the way in the back, you know, sitting out there. Hey.
He yells at the waitress or the girl at the register because kissing her boyfriend and he's leaving. And he goes, you better keep him. He's a keeper. She goes, I hope so. He's my baby daddy.
Then the older couple said something like, I thought that was like they had a kid together or something like that. And I said, just stay around and they will help you get all the insights.
I said, small town, everybody knows everybody's business, huh?
They sure do now.
Close that one down, getting on the IHOP. We got another one here. We got a 100-ounce biscuit and gravy challenge at the Midway Travel Plaza. Individuals take on a challenge to consume 70 ounces of gravy and 7 full biscuits and bacon.
That's a bucket full.
In 60 minutes.
Look here.
All right, lemonade girl. We want a biscuit challenge out of here.
Dude, I can do 7 biscuits now.
It says 7 buttery biscuits, 70 ounces of sausage gravy, 2 servings of hash browns, 4 pieces of bacon served in 2 pig bowls. I don't know what pig bowls are.
That's them pigs, the bowls that's got the snout-looking handle that sticks out.
Over 50 have tried, 3 have come close, only 1 has succeeded. So, and this is at Midway One Stop Diner on I-70.
I'm going to talk a little shit.
Columbia, Missouri.
You're going to have to bring me another 8th biscuit to wipe up what's left in
there. Yeah, already off I-70.
My cast iron pan, I can only make 7 biscuits at one time, so that's why they called it 7.
You better get the biscuit making.
But it's right on the front page of their menu here, which I got a picture of here, and it says, if not, it's $19.99.
Nah,
still cheap.
Yes, you can't eat at McDonald's for $19.99 anymore.
And who doesn't like biscuits and gravy?
It's got a pig. Look at the picture. You can see it on there. People that are not watching and listening to us, you have to go look it up now.
At the picture, yeah.
Yes, sir. Now I'm going to be looking for that place. I never go across 70 much.
Well, because it's so rough and not.
Oh, Missouri. Oh, okay. So it's just outside.
It's in Columbia. Yeah.
Man, I stayed in Licking, Missouri for 3 weeks.
Did you know?
I didn't even know there was such a town.
I kind of like the fudge packing, Missouri. Uranus.
Uranus.
Isn't it Indiana?
Everybody's been to Uranus.
Not mine. Everybody ain't been to yet.
Gina has.
You've had more people in Uranus than I have.
Uranus was on the. You know, with a tube in it here.
She came out and snapped those gloves. Next week, she's supposed to be on. We got to get her back on next week.
We'll save that for next week.
Next week. She's funny.
Dave's just wanted to say, you got the prettiest little pink anus I ever seen.
you got a little tiny little starfish.
By the way, Steve, go ahead and announce your, since we're talking about our small truck stops, somebody broke the record again at the one we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago.
The 72-ounce challenge. I seen us. Well, I didn't have it all in front of me here, but off the top of my head, there has been a gentleman that ate 3 72-ounce steaks, Bill, in one day at the place.
Little skinny guy.
That doesn't surprise me.
And the one before him that did it also was a skinny lady that did 3 in one day. So
now
I'd hate to be in the bathroom behind that.
5 pounds of steak.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I can do it.
No. How?
No.
Yuck. In a day? Yeah, a day maybe.
No. I feel like I can do it in an hour.
No.
Well, they can barely do one in an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Not that. No. What you described does not sound. That don't sound right.
That's 5.5 pounds of
that sounds meat. Like he had something. He had something meat. Surgically done to his stomach in order to.
Oh no!
He had,
like what?
I guarantee you.
Did they give him an extra like gut in there?
No,
like,
he's got more than one. I don't know.
I guarantee the bathroom is going to be neat.
They put what those little things in to clear your arteries up that expand your stomach.
Yeah, he's. He's got stents, except they're not stents. They're more like stunts.
Balloons. Stunts.
That is a stunt to be able to get that much meat.
Let me shove this plunger down your throat.
That's what she said.
You're going to need it afterward to force that out the other end.
That's a gigantic steak, though. At what point does it cease to be a steak and start to become a roast? It's a roast. It's a pot roast.
You're right.
You can take a roast and start cutting it and unrolling it and lay it flat. It'll look like a steak.
Yeah. Suppose so. Put some grill marks on it. Yeah.
I couldn't get it well either. It's just gross.
Who was it? They said something. He says, yeah, my steak ain't rare enough. He's like, I can still see where the jockey was hitting it.
Yuck.
Yay. Yuck. Oh, gee whiz. What else we got, kids?
Well, we do got, as far as other truck shows, we had a couple people come up, hit us up while we was there. I don't know what ones we're still going to try and make or what. One was in Ohio at Marietta. I looked it up a little bit. It looked like it's more of a fair than a truck show, but I mean, it's only going to be their third year for it. Mm. But it looks like there's a lot of stuff there. Then there was another one coming up, which I'm going to try and go to probably at least get some pictures and a little bit of content down. It's called the Mayberry Truck Show down in Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Did I send you that list yet, Steve?
No, I don't know if you did or not.
I think I sent it to Bill. Bill's going to put it on the website.
But
down on the website.
It's not till October 3rd and 4th in Mount Airy.
There's probably 40 or 45 truck shows between now and October.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just picking and choosing. Mine is, I'm trying to stay within 3-4 hours driving from down here where I'm at.
Yeah,
I don't blame you. And then this weekend, the 23rd.
Why, girls still beat you home.
I did. You guys stopped.
Beat you home too, old man.
But I got a night's sleep. I didn't get.
I got 45 minutes, so I stand in my lane to get home.
I just kept cruising.
Told him I had people honking at me because I was drifting.
No,
was
you like, didn't. Oh, you got on the phone and said, keep me awake. I got
to
get home.
I did at that last hour, and then I stopped to get gas.
I didn't talk to nobody but Dave, and that
mobile
put you to sleep.
Gas station.
And guess what happened to her? She stopped.
I was at a mobile gas station.
Go ahead.
And I was pumping gas, and this truck pulls up with the like probably 4, maybe 5 young guys, and they were just acting a fool. And then they pump gas, they go inside, they come back out, and I'm done. I have to go and go use the restroom. But they turn their music way up. They're dancing outside of the truck. They're just acting.
Time is this? About 10:30, 9?
Yeah, right.
10:30 at night. Yeah.
They seem like they were on something. Like like if anyone would have said anything to them, it just would have been a fight or something, you know. It was like,
so they're on something better than you were, huh?
Apparently, because I was still rolling on biscuits. It's like
you had carbon.
So they were dancing with each other.
Yeah, just kind of treating the parking lot as a dance. Like they were just dancing and had their doors wide open so like cars couldn't use the pumps next to him or anything like that.
Oh, he was looking for a fight.
Yeah, exactly. And I got my truck and I took off. I was like, I went around the back and then pulled out so they couldn't see which way I went. And I kind of got out of there. But yeah. But it kept me awake for the next hour because I was like looking to make sure that they weren't behind me at all, because they look like that kind of crowd that would follow. You
they
know,
look like that kind of crowd.
That kind of crowd.
Yeah. Y'all males out there just scaring up us females out here.
Well, it is. It's kind of like you have your choice. You got danger or danger. Just pick yeah. your pick which one
pick
you
your
want.
Danger you're going to choose.
And Leah's thinking, I'm straps. Come on, boys.
Oh, I was thinking some stuff. I'll tell you that. I walked in. I walked out. Hold I made sure I
think I might finally get to kill me a man.
That brace isn't on your. That brace isn't on your trigger finger, is it?
No, I'm right-handed okay. with that. But I did think through. I was like, okay, what do I have in my truck for weapons? What do I have? You know. It
you
was
could
that
just
kind of
talk
situation.
Them to death. I mean, oh.
Nah, I would. If they came up to me, I'd probably do I would face off. I would,
you know what's
and
funny?
If they'd step toward me, I would step toward them, and they'd be like, "She's crazy. She's crazy.
She's crazy."
That's what usually happens, and then people back off.
We get down there, and we're kind of setting up, and these two go off to get pictures and stuff, and they leave me unattended for
bad idea.
Right?
He means we leave him sitting there sweating without doing nothing.
You know. So I'm getting stuff set up and around.
He's catching his breath from walking to the truck to the trailer.
We're coming over there. Where's everybody at? Oh, sorry, we didn't mean to leave him alone. You know, he can get into a lot of trouble.
Unsupervised.
But I didn't realize right behind us, because where we were parked, and Malia made fun of me because everybody's parking in a normal north-south parking spot. And, of course,
Bill.
I come up there, and he says, go ahead, set up there. So I do the east-west in between them. And Malia's like, sure, you can't park like everybody else. You got to be different.
I even made a short video of it. I was like, look at these clowns backing up like this. True truckers, you know?
Well, and then he didn't get this trailer exactly straight, so we put a strap on it and drag it sideways.
I can't. My OCD ain't going to let me have a crooked trailer in my parking spot.
Everyone's this way. Dave's this way, taking up two spots. And you have the next semi that has to go here. And it's just this little trailer here. I just was like, oh, my goodness. Look at, I said, they get. Give Dave a spot, and of course Dave has to make it his own.
Well, Carrie was getting a hold of me the night before and asking how big a spot we needed and where he wanted to put us, and I said, well, get a hold of Dave. And then the next morning I said, he said he'd be there at 6:30, get a hold of him.
Yeah, I got there at 5:30. The girl was there sleeping in her truck. I was nice and let her sleep. I didn't go up and beat on her windows or nothing.
Well, and I thought we was gonna go to the truck stop and get breakfast, and you're like already setting up. I'm like, well, hell,
I thought we were too. I was a little kind of cranky. I was like, where's my coffee?
I brought her coffee. That's not what I want. We're going to go
ahead and
grab
both of them. I didn't want coffee like that.
I brought them both breakfast too, and then they didn't eat it. Threw it in the cooler.
But then I also
You're so funny, Dave, because I did. I don't want coffee like that.
I don't want coffee like that. I want to go ahead and sit down and drink a cup of coffee. I want them to fill my cup. I'm not sit here and drink out of a to-go cup. What's wrong with you?
He's above that.
Well,
no, I had enough
then,
to go.
And shit, I'd have drank mine and his.
And that night shift was still there when we were doing this. Day shift hadn't come in, and they were not real friendly about not joking or nothing. They were serious, you know. And I'm like, okay, never mind. I'll take my coffee and sit on the golf cart.
Oh, I love messing with people like that.
Oh
man,
you gotta tell. I gotta grab something.
Uh oh,
I can reach it.
Can't reach it. So anyway, what's she got? What's she got?
I don't know. I don't know what. Toothpaste. Yeah. So I get there, and of course, you know, I drive straight down. I just stopped sleeping. I stayed in Hurricane right there at the TA, Bill. I pulled right in there, parked my little trailer, got me a spot, went to sleep, got up, drove on into the place the next morning. And Malia's sitting there, and I'm on the golf cart drinking my coffee, saying, all right, I'll go get you coffee. And no, I got to brush my teeth. So she goes, I said, well, I haven't brushed my teeth, so I'm in the parking lot. She goes, well, here. So she gives me this high-dollar weird toothpaste to brush
right
my teeth.
What? That ain't no toothpaste. Come
it
on.
It is toothpaste. Look at Steve.
You about a bougie. I mean, what goes
what
good with bougie?
What are you doing there, brother?
He's like,
trying to do my thing for.
Look at this.
He's trying to get ahead of the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody's like the queen.
This
selfie.
Is toothpaste, though, you guys. I'm telling you right now. Look at it. It's on Amazon.
Is it Avon?
No, it's $15 for this.
Yeah. You've gone with that bullshit.
Look at, wait, I got to do this.
Yeah, you do.
$15 values.
Yeah, one's alcohol, one. Yeah. Same price, you get to pick.
It's funny how we will pay $15 for a drink, but we won't pay $15
for to keep our teeth toothpaste. In our mouth.
No, but it's this toothpaste is so good, and I drink so much coffee. It has taken all the yellow off my teeth for the coffee, but also my teeth are stronger. They used to hurt and stuff. They don't anymore. They don't have.
Well, they're not paying us, so.
I don't care. I'm telling you right now. And it tastes good. So Dave put some on his finger, and he was like, "But it foams up differently."
He was doing it over the burn barrel style.
Homeless. It was hilarious. I said, "Dave, how'd you like that toothpaste?" He goes, "Wow, it's kind of sweet."
Yeah, you look kind of sweet doing that too.
Yeah, well, you never did send me the link for that new tent you bought. Oh. That new tent, we're going to get it set up with some fans and everything, buddy. I'll tell you what.
It worked out so nice.
Yep. Lots
of the fans silent?
Oh, that's
enough. It'll be quiet enough.
I don't know. Everything else was noisy.
Yeah.
Chicken number 646894.
Dave's like, shit.
I can't. I don't really like that.
Well, they do 50-50 drawings all day, and even if they draw your number, they put your thing back in. So all the door praises go with 50-50.
And I like it when they put it back in, Dave.
Yeah, I know. And then if you come register,
you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
I'm going to tell Gina. Make sure. Like, Gina, Steve wants it again.
Make sure.
Made an appointment.
Make sure it's cleaned off before you put it back in, though.
Oh, no. It's got to be dirty. Just spit on it.
I mean.
Are we talking about the same thing, Bill?
I know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure anymore.
Next week, we have to introduce Gina as the butt doctor. That's what Dave keeps calling her.
I have her in my phone. It says butt doctor.
Is that what you put it under there?
Under butt doctor.
I just would have put the poop emoji right there. You know, we know who it is. Well,
when she sent me, you know, she's got that little AI thing, so it sends you a text message. Oh, your appointment's at 4 o'clock, and I answer her with a poop emoji. So.
But Dave wants to get, well, we'll talk about it next week, but he's really liking the appointments and the patch.
It wasn't the appointment that I liked.
So,
yeah, it was a happy ending. Dave, come on. Dave, I got to go out of there and I got to go home and shit myself.
Still a happy ending if you were the one getting it? I mean,
well, I'm the one that they took it out of.
So as long, it don't matter which side they're taking it out of you, it's still a happy ending for you.
And Bill, you should have came with your wife because she would have let you sit in the salt room. You and your wife could have sat in the salt room for free. Yeah, free.
Doctor said I got to watch the salt.
Oh, but this is a salt block. You sit on it.
Not eating it, you dipshit. Don't lick it
while you're sitting there.
Oh.
You just sit on it. You can sit in a room. You can
lick it if you want. I mean, hey. Everybody else's dirty feet and ass bent in it. Might as well lick it.
Oh, that's gross. I don't want that.
I like the salt bed.
You could get naked in there, though. There's cameras.
Well, that counts me and the wife out, then.
My God.
You give us 5 minutes unattended, and we're naked and...
Kind of like me at the truck show. You don't leave me unattended very long.
Yeah, you did. You got undressed. And we're like, that's a biscuit world. I was stripping down next to the truck. I was like,
you are the queen of getting chained. We're at biscuit world.
I opened both doors and create a wall. The road
so everybody can watch her.
I didn't care. I got to get these dang. Old lady boots shorts.
I couldn't believe you had the boots on as long as you had them on, as hot as it was.
Now where did you guys stop at? You guys stopped at when I got fuel, the glory hole or something?
Glory hole?
The mystery hole.
Oh, the mystery
the
hole.
Glory hole.
That's a different place. No wonder Malia said no cameras, no phones, no recording. If you can't follow the rules, don't buy a ticket. That's what it said. It did. It said all that. Jesus. But it was the mystery hole, Dave, not the glory hole.
Not the glory hole.
Even though I told Dave I took him back on the golf cart to the Port-a-John. I said, and they had two of them hooked together. And I said, the last time I seen these was on a video and there was a hole in the middle of them. And there was a girl on the other side collecting money.
Well, you said something about a thing. You want to see the world's largest rattlesnakes or world's largest, what was it?
What?
Something about the, it was like.
No, that was the guy at Biscuit World said that about the mystery hole place. The guy who used to own it used to put little crazy signs up to get people to stop.
Oh.
And then you would.
The biggest rattlers. Baby rattlers.
Baby rattlers. And then you would go in and it's just like a little baby rattle.
Baby rattler.
Not actually a rattlesnake and stuff. Yeah.
No, Bill's Googling it right now. He's looking
for it. I'm just keeping up with the chat.
Oh, I can send you hole in on your computer. Pictures
you
of
get all kinds of weird stuff. You don't want that on your
computer. I am not putting glory hole into my Google algorithm. I'm sorry. That ain't going to happen.
It's called mystery hole. You couldn't name it that.
It's bad enough my phone is sitting right here in front of me listening to everything we talk about.
Hey, I just sent pictures on the chat right there, the mystery hole.
Steve told everybody his ex-wife was down there, so I wanted to go see if
I thought she had a new job.
Had a new job.
Yeah.
He's so mean.
You're not supposed to be nice to an ex-wife. That ain't natural.
And I'm laughing, so I guess I'm mean too. I don't even know her.
Bill, we leave, and these two take off in front of me. I said, I'll catch you up. We're going to the thing. And next thing I know is we're driving on this curvy ass
road. That road is.
It's crazy. And I said, I got to stop and get fuel. So I get fuel, and then they drive by honking at me. And I'm like, how the fuck did they get behind me?
Then we stopped at that one spot where that falls was and stuff. Well, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, and I didn't.
Oh, West Virginia is beautiful. I don't think there's 10 square feet of flat land in that entire state.
And then
we
went to the dam. We stopped down at the dam. I got pictures.
Yeah, the falls part right there.
Was it a goddamn?
It was a goddamn.
There you go.
All right, kids. That's about enough for one day.
Oh, my. It was great.
Let's call it.
Yeah. Are you posting them or just sending them to me?
I just sent them to you in the Three Fat Truckers.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. Give us a shout. Email show@3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on Facebook. We love hearing from you. We're going to be live streaming. I know I said this, but I'll say it again. We're going to be live streaming on YouTube from here on out. And another thing, I'm going to... In the past, I would wait till 3 o'clock on Sunday to release the show. I've screwed that up too many times, so I'm just going to release the show as soon as I'm done with it from now on. There's no real point in holding it back, I don't think.
No,
if we're live streaming it.
Yeah, we'll just release
it. Yeah, because you never know. Yep. We could have snafus like we've been having here off and on. And
we
when
all
it gets out
lives,
there, it gets out there.
Yeah, we got weekends. We're busy. It's summertime. Yeah. Kids are back to school here. You know, it's crazy. We got tons of shit going on.
So, right on. So
we try our best. We try our best.
So be looking for the show anytime throughout the weekend. It just depends. Normally we're going to be live streaming. This right here is a little bit out of sorts, and it's all because of the truck show and all that.
Yeah.
But normally we would be live streaming at 7 p.m. on Saturday, but because of the truck show and all the other ancillary things, it got put off till today. But we will be back next week. That is a promise.
Yep.
Until then, I'm Bill.
And your old man Dave. Hoping everybody can see the woman down below me today.
Well, she's about
what I'm talking about.
I'm across from you. That's
fine.
So Dave and I might catch GPI's car show next weekend. I got to talk to Craig about that here in Fort Wayne. We might stop by that. So that Dave can beat Craig. I'm rocking the mobile hat again this week. Next week I'll have a new hat on. So thank you, GPI, for having this hat.
Next week.
No, I'll have that one, dude. The red and white.
That's the harvester dude.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll have that on next week. I want to say thank you to all the kids who had to stop by and say they liked my yellow boots. Thank you to the lemonade girl for the bucket. It was amazing.
Thank
and I want
the fudge lady, too. I didn't get Bill
yeah,
not
thank
one
you to
bite.
The fudge
not one. Both of them bought like 10 pounds. I got nothing. Nothing.
Dead gum.
And thank you to the bagel guy. That nectar bagel was That sandwich was delicious. Yep. This has been the girl, Malia.
And this, Steve, hey, I would want to thank Kerry Smith there for putting on that show. This is their sixth year for it, and he said he took over after year two, and they've just let him run with it. He sort of got suckered in, I guess, but he's doing a great job. That morning before, I mean, he let us know they was there at 6:30 in the morning. How many bags of trash they had to pick up, Dave?
Yeah, that's something like 64 bags of trash.
I mean, they did a lot of hard work to get that show up and going.
He's got a nice crew that helps him. And those 14-year-old girls that were talking to us are
kids. They're friends of his kids. But, I mean, they did an awesome job down there. I'm glad they invited us. I hope.
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Looking forward to coming back next year.
Bill, you know how they do 50-50 draws, you know, stretch your arms out and you buy $20. They literally let you stretch it out the length of your trailer for $50.
For the so if you had one of those Texas trailers.
Yeah, one of those 50-footer, you got your money's worth,
brother. Yeah, man.
But the thing, they were walking with tickets and dragging them behind them as they're walking up the
seat. So long.
What number, yeah.
Yeah, well, Steve, how did you get your tickets?
Because you
did
about
something
that.
Special for your tickets.
Did you take your shirt off?
Thank Kerry for the whole show. We really appreciate you inviting us down there. So
fun time, guys.
Have a wonderful week. Be safe out there.
We'll see you, folks.
Bye.